is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis. Venezuela is not just an oil story. It's also a story of arrests and detentions and missing people since the election of July 28th. Now there is a story of passports being taken away and canceled of activists and journalists. The Maduro regime not only is cracking down anew, but there is a sense of hopelessness in all the articles that are written in English about Venezuela. Professor, you under the Trump administration confronted Venezuela's bad acting. I don't see a comparable attention by the late Biden administration. Do we have reason to believe that a Trump administration or a Harris administration would have a fresh start in Venezuela, or are we looking at a failed state, a future Cuba? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, John, well, it's probably too early to know what key individuals would come in a second Trump administration, but it's likely that, you know, in terms of these difficult decisions, that there will be a balance more towards trying to re-put sanctions and close some of the doors, although some of those doors, with Chevron and Eni and Repsol could remain open. But as you alluded to, ever since elections, you've seen a just unacceptable, just horrible crack. Down. It's estimated that almost 2,000 political prisoners are in jails in places like the Helicoide in Venezuela, including a good colleague of mine, Eliosenes Garcia. You've seen something like 1,700, almost 1,800 arrests just since the election alone. There was an important new UN fact-finding report that came out just this week. It was a 161-page report documenting human rights violations, possible crimes against humanity, in the UN's own words, tying that to responsibility at the highest levels of the Venezuelan state, talking about killings and forced disappearances. And certainly in that, the canceling of passports of journalists and activists, many of which have had basically their passports pulled as they tried to board a flight. It's part of this systematic attempt to terrorize and silence those who clearly could see that Maduro lost the election, but trying to essentially intimidate them into submission. So I think if nothing else, whether it was a Trump administration or Harris administration, there's going to be a lot of pressure to reimpose at least some semblance of sanctions, especially after the January scheduled inauguration of what should be Edmundo Gonzalez, but what is unfortunately like to be a dual inauguration, with actually Maduro being the one who gets inaugurated in Caracas.
Just a 30-second mention, there were detentions and an accusation by the regime of a plot to undermine it in some fashion. Has there been any resolution with the Americans and the Europeans detained? We have 30 seconds.
Well, the U.S. Official response has been that, this is clearly just another wild tale. Supposedly, four American citizens, two Spanish and a Czech, supposedly involvement by a active duty Navy SEAL, going after the $15 million reward, trying to kill Maduro and sabotaging sabotaging electricity sector things. But no evidence to believe that this, like the others, has any more substantial U.S. government connection.
Professor Evan Ellis, the New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.